The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yvonne Ní Chulainn, the Fine Gael senator and former RTÉ sports presenter, has said she was not paid as a presenter despite doing the job of one at the national broadcaster for a decade. She addressed RTÉ Director General Kevin Backhurst at the Oireachtas Media Committee hearing amid fresh controversy over payments, transparency and governance within the organisation. And Yvonne joins me on the line now. Yvonne, you're very welcome to the programme. You said there is a two-tier system in operation in RTÉ. What was your experience?
Thanks very much, Ciara. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was in RTÉ for almost 21 years. Around 10 of those were spent presenting, and it was a very happy time in RTÉ. I probably grew up in the organisation. I was so young when I went in. I loved presenting sport. I loved interviewing athletes and telling their stories. And I loved covering, you know, national and international sports events. Right up until I left, because I was presenting the Olympics and the Paralympic Games within a few months of leaving and, you know, coming into the Seanad. My experience is not unique, and I had no intention of speaking about my experience, except that RTÉ spoke last week about reclassification, which they performed in 2020. And again, I think they said in 2024, to move somebody from a producer to a presenter and vice versa. So it was at that point that I realised, oh wow, they were reclassifying at this time. My experience would have been that I would have tried to be reclassified, and I'm not alone in that. And that's why I'm really keen to stress that I have absolutely no interest in speaking about my own experience, except that I had one, and it's not unique. There are a lot of people who have been fighting for a lot of years, decades in some cases, to be regraded or reclassified. And they were told that that was not possible. It was not possible for various reasons. You know, sometimes the organisation were going through review processes. There was the Eversheds process. Nothing else happened in relation to, you know, HR. Well, in my experience anyway, the Eversheds, even though if you weren't in it, Eversheds was always quoted as a reason why nothing else could actually be looked at. So reclassification was not on the cards for ordinary people and ordinary workers. I think the top 10 and the top 20 and the top 100 is a bit of a red herring. I'm not interested really in speaking about the top 10 earners, because the story really is way, way below that. And the people that are earning under €100,000 a year and doing, you know, jobs that they're very, very passionate about, but jobs they possibly aren't being contracted to do or paid to do. And unfortunately, Kevin Backhurst said yesterday that he felt RTÉ was being punished for transparency. And I put it to him that actually he's been getting away with two-tier system for too long. And that's the only reason why transparency is actually now needed.
He's also said that there's always a range of salaries for presenters, depending on their experience, depending on how they connect with the audience. And he said, yes, there are some people who are paid too much, and there are some people who are paid too little. So are you satisfied with that explanation of how presenting roles are paid and classified?
No, I'm not, because he didn't say classified, he said paid. I wasn't really referring to money, because, you know, regrading and reclassifying is about what it says on your contract and how that reflects what you do every day for an organisation.
And why does that matter?
It matters, Ciara, because if it's written in your contract and you get paid a certain amount of money to do a certain job, you are that money is pensionable, for example. Whereas in the case of Sean Rocks, which was a very tragic case in that he passed away while he was working for RTÉ. Unfortunately, he had been trying to be reclassified for 16 years. So in his case, I think it was around 30,000 euro of the money that he was being paid by RTÉ was actually just an allowance, which was not pensionable. And so, you know, it's not just about how much the money is, it's about what the contract says. And lots of people are working in RTÉ doing a job that does not reflect what they're doing every day, does not reflect what's written on their contract. And it's not always about money. And particularly for somebody who's earning 50 or 60 or 70,000 euro when they could be sharing a studio with somebody who's earning double or triple that. And that is happening in RTÉ. And it happened to me, it happened to lots of people. And it's not fair.
And there's no consistency, it appears, in terms of the application of whatever rules or regulations are there.
No, there's no consistency. And that was one of the things that we are calling for as a committee now. You know, after today's committee hearing, like we have a duty, we have a responsibility as public reps to, you know, keep an eye on a public service broadcaster. And it's a really important part of our democracy to have a strong public service broadcaster, a strong RTE. But it's also very important that we have transparency. And, you know, you're asking me there if there is transparency or if there is, some sort of a clarification or a system in place that's very, very clear. And there isn't. And one of the things that the chair called for was that transparency going forward, and maybe even a benchmark or some way of grading and regrading people so that they are actually being contracted and paid for the work that they are doing, as opposed to something that they might have done 15 years ago and RTÉ decided not to change their contracts. Unfortunately, RTÉ are probably trading on the passion of the people that work in RTÉ. You have really passionate makeup artists and people working in light and sound and camera and presenting TV shows who love their job. And so sometimes they will argue with the organisation. They will go through due process, through HR, through the unions, and through possibly even litigation. And at the end of the day, they don't get anywhere. And they love the job, so they just decide to keep on doing the job. And that is actually not fair. And it's probably bordering on taking advantage of people, people who are probably vulnerable in that they're so passionate about the job that they're doing. But it's not fair, and it's certainly not transparent. And there is a two-tier system, because they were able to classify somebody earning 200 grand, but they weren't able to reclassify somebody earning 60, 70 grand.
In terms of the reclassification of Derek Mooney by RTÉ, were you satisfied that you got a clear answer as to the motivation for doing that?
Well, I think there's the motivation is one thing, and whether there was any kind of real reason for doing it is another thing. I was not totally clear. It looked to me like he was originally reclassified so that he would stay out of the top 10 and that it wouldn't look too bad, and, you know, kind of almost making sure that, you know, people could regain or retain trust in, you know, the processes in RTÉ. I think what you're speaking about in terms of, you know, individual presenters in the top 10, I really believe it's a red herring, because it's not where the real story is. The real story is in the fact that they are not fairly treating people who need and want to be reclassified. When, like, they were telling people they couldn't be reclassified when they were reclassifying one of the highest earners in the organisation. So,
do you feel the culture has changed, Ivan, in that organisation since the first scandal broke a number of years ago?
The culture of an organisation is felt by the people on a Sunday night before they get up to go to work the next morning. It's not what's written on the walls and the windows around RTÉ. And the culture of RTÉ, if you go and read the walls and the windows in recent months, is accountability, courage and respect. Now, the chair of the committee today said that he was inundated with correspondence from workers in RTÉ. Every single member of the committee was inundated with correspondence from workers in RTÉ who feel let down, who don't feel that there is any sense of accountability at management level, who don't feel, like, the word courage alone is, I'm not sure where that fits, because there have been very courageous people who have really tried to fight for their rights, and they have been turned down and they have been let down at every opportunity. So I think that RTÉ still have questions to answer around transparency. I think we need to look at benchmarking. I raised the bogus self-employment issue the first time RTÉ came before this Rock This committee last year, and I asked RTÉ to engage with those people. Today I asked them to engage with the people who are waiting to be reclassified. It remains to be seen whether they will, but I know that they haven't done any work in the last year with those people who were, you know, the bogus self-employed people. So I'm really not sure. If you're asking if the culture has changed, I really don't know, because if the Director General can come out and say that they are being punished for their transparency, the transparency is utterly lacking. We learned today that you can be paid by RTÉ in three different ways, but only one of the ways will be making it into the top 10 declaration. And again, I'm loath to mention names and I'm loath to talk about top 10 earners because, again, it's not where the story is. But actually, okay, if the practices are there where you can earn money in three different ways from an organisation, but actually they'll just put one of those payments into to the top 10, then that's not a true reflection of reality. And that's the problem, you see. We're not getting a true reflection of reality.
Okay, we have to leave it there for now. But Fine Gael Senator and former RTÉ Sports presenter Eavan Ní Chualann, thank you for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.